Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and All Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. After 2 long years of waiting, the first episode of Sailor Moon Crystal finally premiered, and I was not disappointed. It was practically the same as the first episode of the original anime, but with subtle differences. The animation is really growing on me, and I love the new transformation sequence. Granted, it didn't capture the goofier aspects of the show like the original, but I did love how Usagi's supersonic cry smashed all the windows in the jewelry store. I don't think that was in the original, but it might have. Also, what's up with Tuxedo Mask not throwing a trademark rose in this entrance? Everyone knows he comes in with that motherfucker style. But, all in all, I give the episode a B+, and hopefully when more episodes happen, we can get a nice roundtable thing going to give our real thoughts from what we've seen. Until then, let's get the show on the road. Remember, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start things off with a very old Maximum the Hormone track. Well, not very old, but it's from a decade ago. From the long, out-of-print album, Kusoban, this is Mr. Boogie Tambourine Man.
No fight, just a music. No fight, just
2006 album, Pop Irony. They were last heard back in 2011 with the release of that year's Recipe of Forever. So hopefully they're somewhere in Japan working on something new. Or they could have secretly disbanded. You really can't tell these days with the Japanese music environment. So I need to make a correction regarding last week's episode. On it, I briefly chatted about an anime series called Sakura Trick, calling it one of this year's best shows. Now, at the time, I had only seen the first few episodes, and up to that point, I was really liking what I was seeing. However, as the show progressed, it seemed like it was running out of ideas, not to mention its portrayal of girl-girl relationships lacking in a sort of realism, hence why I gave it the score I did in my written review on the B3 page. So, whenever I've seen an anime depicting a same-sex relationship, I take issue over the fact that whomever wrote the story didn't do a good job with the portrayal of said relationship. A part of me thinks that instead of appeasing those that are in the LGBT community with proper portrayals, they instead try to make the yaoi fangirls and yuri fanboys happy by overtly sexualizing everything. More fan service than good storytelling. Granted, the fan service in Sakura Trick was pretty tame compared to others, only really going so far as showcasing two girls in a makeout session, but in most yaoi, yuri, shonen ai, and shoujo ai, they tend to miss the mark on the whole relationship aspect of it all. I know that these are just cartoons and all, but an anime in the slice of life genre is supposed to be that, a slice of life. And if someone misses the mark when it comes to portraying a demographic that needs to be shown in a realistic life light, it'll do more damage to the community than good. So, I suggest, if you are going to write a story, a comic, a show, a movie, or an anime about a specific demographic, whether it's related to one's sexual orientation, or religion, or disability, or even something as simple as one's nationality, do some damn research. Talk to people from that community, and most importantly, let them give you feedback so they can not only flesh out the characters, but also make the story better. That way, everyone wins. You, your readers, and the community you're portraying. I was chatting on Facebook with a couple of the people who helped translate Sakura Trick, and they're hoping that if it does go to a second season, they do fix up the sort of portrayal of the relationship. So hopefully if there is a second season, we'll see them, you know, fix up what they messed up on. But anyways, let's get back to some music. Some local Boston flavor coming your way in the form of the Dropkick Murphys. This little number comes off of last year's Signed and Sealed in Blood LP. Here's Prisoner's Song.
Looking back on the past where we still had a chance, we were pawns in a game that we could not win. Now we're alone, just a pick and stone. We're dreaming of a future when our ship comes in. Yeah.
2007 self-titled album. I saw them a couple years ago at Anime Boston, and they put on such an amazing show. And be sure to check out our interview with Garugamesh on the B3 website if you ever get a chance to. I have been recently paying more attention to the world of esports, especially since I went hands-on with Spearhead Games' Project Cyber, which I think holds potential of being the next big competitive game. Anyways, a few days ago, it was announced that this year's Electronic Sports World Cup would be hosting for the very first time a dancing game to its competitive lineup. And the game it had chosen for it was Ubisoft's Just Dance. Now, I know Just Dance has its popularity, but out of the dancing games that are in existence, it's probably not the best one to use for competition. On the few occasions I played it, there have been a few kinks that have cost me a big combo or even the victory. Like, I'd pull off the move and it wouldn't read it like I would do it, but then suddenly it would say, nope, you didn't do it properly when it's obvious that I did. But, you know, I've actually had a similar issue with Dance Central 2. Something like that would happen, but, you know, not as frequent. So, while I'm happy to see a dancing game be added to the eSport lineup, I don't think it's the best fit. However, if you're looking for a much better dancing game to add to the lineup, you've got to go with the classic. I'm talking about Dance Dance Revolution. This brought dancing and gaming together in perfect harmony, and even to this day, it's still incredibly fun. In fact, I was at the Salem Willows the other day, and we played a couple rounds of it, having a blast despite, you know, sweating up a storm going at it in 90-degree weather, words to wise. Don't play DDR in smoldering temperatures. The footpad is more reliable than either the Weeble or the Kinect. The songs are at a good length, and it has been used in various other competitions, so you know that there are expert players around the world itching to get that eSport recognition. And it's also high time for DDR to make a major comeback anyway. I mean, the last one that came out was just a phone app game, and that takes away from what DDR is supposed to be. So for now, the Electronic Sports World Cup can host Just Dance and see how that goes. Then, if successful, I suggest adding Dance Dance Revolution to the mix. It'd bring it back into the spotlight like it deserves. It would be a nicer alternative to all the other games that are in the mix. So let me ask you, listeners, what's a game you think would make a great eSport, and why? Write to us at thebastards@bossandbastardbrigade.com, and we'll share your thoughts on a future episode. Let's give you all another filling of ska music in the form of Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Here's something from their 2009 album, Paradise Blue. It's Already Steady.
But we're the circle in the square.
Cocktails in the air, President Hollins, they said that we really care. We're the circle in the square. Cocktails in the air, President Hollins, they said that we really care. We're the circle in the square. Cocktails in the air, President Hollins, they said that we didn't care. We're the circle in the square. Cocktails in the air, President Hollins, they said that we didn't care. We're the circle in the square.
The time is now. Our time has come. We show them how, what can't be done. No matter what they say or they don't say, we make a way out of no way. Against the gun, beneath the veil, yes we can, too big to fail. We are the ones we're waiting for. We save ourselves, praise the Lord.
We are Sly in the family, stone and calamity. Triumph, we're thrown to the domes of these Goliaths. Planted seeds in silence and granted me compliance. And in the spring rain, exploded in a riot of color and excitement, wearing no disguises. Declaring to the stars that we tread like enterprises. A candlelight revival and how we live the Bible. We in the revelation like it was the Bible.
Hot hands in the air, President Ron in his took. They said no, we didn't care. We're the circle in the square. Hot hands in the air, President Ron in his took. They said no, we didn't care. We're the circle in the square. Hot hands in the air, President Ron in his took. They said no, we didn't care. We're the circle in the square. Hot hands in the air, President Ron in his took. They said no, we didn't care. We're the circle in the square.
The circle in the sweet air, we breathe air the same as the ones who didn't prepare. Don't be scared, whatever time it was when you began. The clock is now 11:55 on the big hand. So you're invited into the circle that we sleep in. Invited to defend our friendships we seep in. To uncover the secrets in the that we're peeping. The treasure map we pretend we do not believe in. Show us how to party at the protest. Rally like a rock star. Yalla, yalla, Allahu Akbar. Gospel down your ego. Foster all the people. El Pueblo Unido. Hamas and Avencido. Party at the protest. Rally like a rock star. Yalla, yalla, Allahu Akbar. Gospel down your ego. Foster all the people. El Pueblo Unido. Hamas and Avencido.
Title track from their 2012 album, that was Flowbots with The Circle in the Square, one of my top 10 albums from that year, and always an exciting band to see live in concert. Alright, boys and girls, it's time once again for some awesome Japanese trivia from our favorite teacher. It's time for Sawa Sensei's Nazo Nazo Nihongo. Take it away, Sawa Sensei!
Hi everyone, this is Sawa Sensei on Nazo Nazo Nihongo. なぞなぞ日本語のコーナーへようこそ。 Welcome back! ということで、今日も日本のポップカルチャーや文化についてみんなと学んでいきたいと思います。 Today, I'd like to introduce one of the most fashionable and exciting Japanese toy. Kendama. Kendama. Recently, it's been picked up as a hot topic in the TV news and magazines here in Japan, something re-imported from the United States as a modern and stylish toy. Okay, let's start by learning its history, as we do always. Well, however, it's been said that the direct origin of kendama can't be tracked back to one single origin. One of the most basic and strong story is that it was part of the training for the childhood and the culture of hunt, so that eyes and hand coordination can be trained with toy from the early age. In Canadian native people, Inuits, game was called Pomawonga. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. And in Japanese native people who lives in Northeast Island, Ainu's game was called Ukogari Kachu. I'm not sure with this pronunciation either. And American native people was called Jagujera. Jagujera? In France, there are pictures and literature that people from low to high class society played Bill Bouquet in around 16th century. In Mexico was called Bolero, Bolero. In United Kingdom, Cup and Ball. And in many, many different cultures. As it is, there are many different origins. However, what we call today as Kendama has typical characteristic shape. It is made up of a wooden ball. In Japanese, we call it Tama or Dama, which is attached to a wooden handle. In Japanese, we call this handle as Ken. So, it's a combination of Ken and Dama, and these are attached by a string. It has three cups of different sizes to catch the ball and spike to spike up the ball. The beginning of this type of Japanese Kendama's origin goes back to 1777 during the Edo Dynasty. It's been said that it was first imported from, probably from Europe, through the Silk Road, and it got to Nagasaki, the only town open to foreign trade at that time. Back then, it was a drinking game in Japanese entertainment districts. One player after the other tried to catch the ball, and who failed had to drink, which means it was a game for adults. At the time of the Meiji period, between 1868 to 1912, Kendama was especially popular with women for their pastime. This sounds like something very different from today's stylish street item toy. Very interesting. Around the same year, the Kendama for the first time was recorded as part of the report on child education by the Japanese Ministry of Education. And the game became more and more popular among young people, and the drinking games for adults became a game of skill for children. Today's Kendama comes from the so-called Nichigetsu Boru, Sun and Moon Ball. It first appeared in Taisho period between 1912 to 1926, and it was named after the design of the red ball, which reminded the sun, and the cups that looks like a sickled moon. It has a handle with a sharpened spike to which a ball was tied so as to catch with a small, medium, and or large cup. This was the invention of the modern Kendama. Many tricks were developed back then and are still typical tricks today. For example, like uguisu, sparrow, hikouki, airplane, or todai, lighthouse. At that time, it was also common for children to sing a song and play the Kendama on the rhythm of Moshi Kame. It's the name of the song. I'll talk about it later. And this, you played a trick where the ball is catching two different sized cups alternatingly and quickly. And today, I just learned something surprising. Until this moment, probably just like many other Japanese, I believed the title of this song is Moshikame, or just an abbreviation of the song titled Moshimoshi Kameyo or Moshimoshi Kameyo Kame-san yo. Because this phrase is repeatedly sang in this song and is very popular as a children's song. And probably almost every Japanese have heard or can sing this song. However, I couldn't find this song by this title, Moshikame or Moshimoshikameyo. And instead, I found myself memorizing this song title wrong. Would you like to hear how this song sounds like? Imagine flipping Kendama with the rhythm of this song. And the correct title of this song is Usagi to Kame. rabbit, and a turtle. No idea why this song was chosen as one of the most popular BGM for the Kendama game. It's about Usagi, Rabbit, and Kame, Turtle. The rabbit teased the turtle, saying, "Why are you so slow?" And then somehow Rabbit and the turtle compete each other on a running race. Rabbit was quite confident knowing Turtle was slow, so decided to take a nap on the way to the goal, running from the goal. And as a result, Turtle get ahead of the Rabbit and wins. So it's like a moral story saying, don't be lazy in Moshikame-san. Maybe it was a strategy of Ministry of Education or something. Anyway, through the term Tamakem, ball sword already was a phrase in the Edo period. Today's term, kendama, which is opposite of tamaken, kendama sword ball, was only commonly used after World War I. After World War II, kendama first fell into oblivion, as there wasn't much item to play, and it remained as a traditional children's toy. In the mid-1960s, the game of skill was rediscovered, and this time by adults who were forming kendama clubs. They elevate the technical level of the game, develop new tricks, and set up the foundation for a new kendama boom in late post-war era. For the first time, kendama was approached in a professional, sports-like manner. In 1975, Issei Fujiwara founded the Japanese Kendama Association, as known as JKA, under the patronage of the Japanese Ministry of Education, Sports, and Culture. A national competition of elementary school children is held every year since then. The official mastership for all age classes are organized by JKA once a year and are open to Kendama players from all over the world, which means you can also participate to this competition. And because there's large variety of trick combinations, the freestyle scene has been getting larger and larger and is developing new tricks, interrogating tricks from other games like juggling. In Europe and America, the Japanese version of kendama only became known recently and is getting increasingly popular. An ever-growing international community exchanges kendama tricks over fun sports website and YouTube and stuff. It's very easy to find amazing tricks of ken and dama or kendama with your favorite search. And because this is a corner of B3, I won't forget to introduce something related to anime as well. Sorry, it's not a game this time, but not only a serious stuff. Because kendama is very popular in Japanese culture over the years, it's been used as character or item of the character in several different comics and animations. One of the most well-known is, I guess it's yattama. Maybe some of you guys know the phrase yatta or yatta from the American science fiction television drama series Heroes, which was broadcasted between 2006-10. One of the characters named Hiro Nakamura, performed by Masi Oka, and he repeatedly said this phrase in the drama. Yatta is a Japanese short form of yarimashita, which translated to I or we did it, but can also have meaning of okay, or it's done, or ready, or alright. Okay, so thank you very much for listening Nazo Nazo Nihongo this time again. And don't forget to say Yatta when you can score the tricks on kendama. じゃあまたね。バイバイ。
最後やったキング
風をもう追い越し世界の果ての果て出てこいクセモノドロンボいつも大人
ブルドジャパンダコパンダ
ただいま参上記憶明るく
Man, it's been a while since I've watched Yatterman. Wish it got licensed here in America, though. Maybe Discotech will do it someday. But fortunately, you can watch the live-action version of Yatterman here in America, which was directed by Takashi Miike, who was responsible for, of all things, Ichi the Killer. But anyways, arigato, Sawa-sensei, and remember, if there's something about the Land of the Rising Sun you want to know more about, please be sure to write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com with the subject line, Ask Sawa-sensei. Wow, so now I know what Tsushima Mirei are singing about when they are doing the song Kendama Boogie. You learn something new every day. Now comes a classic from Beat Crusaders. A lot of you out there may recognize this song from Beck Mongolian Chop Squad. From Pop on Arrival, this song is called Love Discord. legendary loudness with Call of the Reaper from 2008's Metal Mad album. Last month, the band released their newest album, The Sun Will Rise Again, so be sure to check that record out as well. Is it me, or does it seem like EA is doing everything it can to make it appear they're idiots? After a piss-poor presentation at this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo, you would think that they would have smartened up and had a good, long look in the mirror to see the faults. But, alas, I was wrong. Recently, it was announced that its latest FIFA game, FIFA 15, will be coming out for almost all of the available platforms. Once again, the Wii U gets burned, but that's no longer unexpected. However, they did announce that the popular FIFA series will be brought to the Nintendo Wii, as well as the PS2. Okay, I might be putting on my Nintendo fanboy specs on for this one, so bear with me. A move like this, putting a new game on two consoles that have passed their prime many years ago, especially for the PS2, and not putting it out for a more recent console like the Wii U? The level of stupidity that this shows is unfathomable. I know that there are some people out there that still buy PS2 and Wii games, but I reckon that these are older titles and not recent ones. It's a fucking waste of money for them to make it for these consoles, if you ask me. And here's the thing. And this comes from my recent experiences with the FIFA games. I've never played a FIFA game that flowed as well, not to mention that to be as strategic in your kicks as the Wii U version of FIFA 13. I loved that you could use the gamepad to aim your kicks to a specific part of the net, especially getting that on-field perspective when you aim for the goal. But to not make the new FIFA game for the Wii U, but instead make it for the system previously done by Nintendo, it's just, you know what, EA? I don't care anymore. Us Wii U owners have got Mario Kart, and we'll soon have Smash Brothers, both of which will entertain us throughout the console's lifespan, unlike your sports games, which only have a one-year life cycle. You know what? Yeah, if you really want to get on my good side, here's what you gotta do. What you're doing with Mirror's Edge 2 and Battlefront 3, that's a good start. But I want to see more classics back and some well-deserved sequels. I want a real follow-up to Battlefield 2142. Hardline looks cool, but it's not the Battlefield experience I want. I want to see a new Bulletstorm with the return of Waggleton P. Tellylicker. For other sports games, I want to see a new MVP Baseball. Because let's face it, there hasn't been a really well-made baseball game since the 2005 version of that. In fact, I will even say that was the best baseball game ever made. You know what else should be brought back? The EA Sports big brand. I'm talking the Street Series for NBA and FIFA. The Def Jam Vendetta's wrestling franchise. Because I loved Def Jam Vendetta. That was such an awesome fighting game. Having all these hip-hop stars battling it one-on-one. It was so cool. And what about Freakstyle? Give us another Freakstyle. We want to see something like that again. If you can manage to do any of this, then you'll have my fullest attention. Until then, I present to you this jester outfit, for which you will wear as you entertain me with your dumbness. See, even the bells jingle. Look, listen, they'll jingle as you dance around doing all your stupid things and making your stupid decisions. Okay, I'm done. Last week, I spun a track from the late, great Nujabes, and one of the artists I was introduced to through him was a rap group called Sign. These guys just released All My Angles Are Right, one of this year's most beautiful rap albums that showcases how much of an art form the genre can be without having to spout about money and bitches and getting all crunk like nobody's business. Mind you, there's always a time for money and bitches and crunk, but when it comes to wanting to play it cool and unwinding oneself, then this hip-hop album will be up your alley. From All My Angles Are Right, This is Sign with Glasses After Midnight.
Speak with psychological beats, theological feasts with diabolical heat. Got it, Malbec drips from my goblet. Space age pimping, still bumping in my rocket. Everything I say and do, totally awesome. Wonder in my view without your crew, and now you awkward. Arkham Asylum, bust to your hymen. Put your phone up, I will charge you Verizon. But I'm unlimited, ragdoll gentleman. Please hold me down, I'ma need a little Ritalin or a little Adderall. Running to the last call, 2 o'clock in the morning, horny so I cap. Sunglasses after midnight, cause all my angles alright. Yes, they live, so I'm gonna wear them all night. Citizens Brigade, cause we're gonna keep it upright. Gotta stop the signal so the people see them outright. Sunglasses after midnight, cause all my angles alright. Yes, they live, so I'm gonna wear them all night. Citizens Brigade, cause we're gonna keep it upright. Gotta stop the signal so the people see them outright. Flying like an eagle into the future. Zuckerberg, keep your hoodie on. Zimmerman won't shoot ya. Scrub off the bullshit loofah. Awkward like two dudes riding on a scooter. Talk so much shit, throat needs a Roto-Rooter. Sipping Sambuca with my starship troopers. Fucking firepower, touch a fire flower Cooper. Magic mushrooms, bright stars for you boombas. DMT for the ones that want to lose they grips on reality and see an odd future. Bust your head wide open, now you need sutures. Sipping on the sofa while I practice Karma Sutra. Ghost in the shell, lose yourself in a rumor. Cycle in the sky, come around like Luna. Humor me, bitch, did you even see the shooter? Age of Aquarius, couldn't come sooner. Sunglasses after midnight, cause all my angles alright. Yes, they live, so I'm gonna wear them all night. Citizens Brigade, cause we're gonna keep it upright. Gotta stop the signal so the people see them outright. Sunglasses after midnight, cause all my angles alright. Yes, they live, so I'm gonna wear them all night. Citizens Brigade, cause we're gonna keep it upright. Gotta stop the signal so the people see them outright. Sunglasses after midnight, all my angles alright. Yes, they live, so I'm gonna wear them all night. Citizens Brigade, cause we're gonna keep it upright. Gotta stop the signal so the people see them outright. If they don't get it, then fuck them, I'ma still fight. Show the whole world what's up with these Skeletors. Just a metaphor, please open up the door. Let's see what's on the other side to the lose form. Strike another chord, slap it to the soundboard. Turn it up a little bit, bit, wake a stillborn. Weird shit like an audio cassette porn. Fucking with my head like my name was Michael Dorn.
No.
Kitade with Kisane Sumi from her 18 album. This was used as the first end theme song to the original Full Metal Alchemist anime, which would be remade a few years later with Brotherhood, you know, fixing up a lot of the fuck-ups they made in the first series. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. And don't forget to like us on facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade. And of course, we have all the other shows under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program. Next week, we'll be celebrating the 5th anniversary of the Boston Bastard Brigade. Although, as of this recording, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do for it. You know, Vicious Smith had a very cool idea, but I won't go into it. In any case, I hope it's going to be worthy of a 5-year anniversary. We're ending today's show with a new track from Boris, one of Japan's best avant-garde metal groups. It may be a little dark for a show's ending, but hey, we can't always close things off with something lighthearted. From Noise, this is called Ghost of Romance. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.